na 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 na
I got it all. I got it all. Great fun. Welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Had a great time last night. Bunch of comedians sitting around. Elaine Boozler, always funny. Remember to support Elaine Boozler's charity, Tales of Joy. Give a donation. They help these puppies out. And it's a very good charity. And they have merch. If you like merch, that's the place to go. I see Betty Jo Tucker is let me know. She's listening via her phone. And this week on Movie Addict Headquarters, Tuesday, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, will be it's now available. Tanya Frederick. Yes, it was a very good interview. I listened. Very good. So check out Betty Jo Tucker Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And tonight it's No Name and a Bag of Chips at Auto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar, 7 p.m. That's between Avenue A and B on 14th Street. Always a great show. Always a headliner lineup. So you want to check that out. Auto Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar with my favorite host, Eric Vedder. Check it out, please. Okay. And we're having fun today. Oh, we laughed so much. Bob Greenberg. Oh, Doug Kleinman. Mason Reese. Who else was there? Oh, and Mike Fine. Oh, my gosh. We ate deli food and laughed. That matzo soup was good. I wish I had some now. All righty. I want to know how to start my day. Oh, let's just plug me.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. gonna be, oh, you know it's gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. No, 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 no. Just say que sera, que sera. Oh, just say oh, que sera. Then I grew up and I fell in love, and I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows day after day? Is what my sweetheart said. Said hey, Sarah.
Sarah, Sarah. Remember that song from, I want to say The Man Who Knew Too Much, but it was a Hitchcock film. Doris Day was in it, but Betty Jo Tucker would know that. Don't forget The George Bettinger Show, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Check him out. All right, and you can check me out May 4th and 5th at Catch a Rising Star Comedy Club, Hyatt Regency, Princeton, 102 Carnegie Center. That's WWW Catch a Rising Star. I'll be co-headlining with my buddy, Bob Greenberg. So why don't we do a little Bob Greenberg comedy? I think so.
Bob Greenberg!
Maureen! Let's hear it for the band, folks. The band. doing a great job, fellas. Take five. It's all right. So I've been overeating. And you know what scares me? You hear Swedish scientists, and I talk to say Swedish. Swedish scientists have determined that when you overeat, you destroy brain cells. Now, I know I was fat. I know I was stupid. I've always been heavy, even as a kid. I remember one Halloween, I wanted to be a skeleton. Only skeletons don't come in husky. For me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. So my friends and I, we go trick-or-treating and get to the first door, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, it's Frankenstein. Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them take out packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I gave them take out packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? Did you know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
No, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Weeks later, I tried again. Teresa, hop in a tank! So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decided to go for broke. I walked right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a She said yes, and that was that. So that was easy. We have a 5-year-old daughter now, so that's nice. And you know what? I still do Santa Claus. Well, I don't do Santa Claus. That's kind of nice. I still play Santa Claus, not all year round. I'm not a nut or anything, you know, at Christmas time. And I worked this one gig on the Upper East Side. The woman who hired me asked me, just before I went out to meet the people, if I would be politically correct. And I said to her, politically correct Santa? I had to, I'm paying you. I want a politically correct Santa. I said, fine. I had no idea what to do. I just went out there. Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Then happy Hanukkah and joyous Kwanzaa. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, son. Have you been good? Not that it's bad to be bad. Good is good. Bad is good. It's all the same to Santa. Hello, girls. Ladies who are age challenged. You know who you are. Women, hear me roar. It's all the same to So I've done a lot of commercials, but you know the kind of commercials I like to watch? Are those ones that come on late at night, you know, where the guy owns the store, he can't afford actors, so he does the commercial himself? Are we on? Hi! My name is Fat Roy. And I own and operate Fat Roy's muffler repair shop. Located on Avenue J and Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn. If you come down to Fat Roy's muffler repair shop, this week and this week only, we are giving away genuine Ming vases. Now, meet the family. This is my wife, Eunice. And my son, Fat Roy Jr. So, come on down to Fat Roy's. After all, this is our anal sale. Annual sale! So come on down. Wrap what up? I said it'd be a free slip. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, before I leave, I'd like to do two impressions for you. Two impressions. First, here's my impression of John Candy in every film. And here's one of my personal favorites. Here is Jack Gleason doing Shakespeare.
Say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound, but you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-round around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on the merry-go-round around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. I've tried to get unwound, but you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round around.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, you won't say yes and you won't say no. You let my poor heart pound, but you smile at me and around I go on a merry-go-run-around. You build me up till the sky seems low, then pop, I hit the ground. But you hold my hand and around I go on a merry-go-run-around.
Dumbo, why do you cut into my scene?
Please, I'm singing.
Singing? You'll never go any place with your singing. You can't even cry.
They have a nervous breakdown in this spot.
Have one up in the tree, will you?
Yes, I'll say hello to your relatives.
You won't say leave and you won't say whoa. Try to get on but you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
I won't say yes and I won't say no. I let your poor heart pound, but you smile at me and around I go on the merry-go-run-around.
You build us up till the sky seems low, then plop, I hit the ground. But you hold our hand and around we go on the merry-go-run-around. When a friend says to me, where the heck are you bound? What the deuce can I say? Just around and around and around. You won't say leave and you won't say whoa.
Who dare?
Why try to get on one? But you kiss me once and around I go on the merry-go-round.
classics. Love the classics. Don't forget, you can watch my TV show tonight, 7 p.m. at www.mnn, mynancynancy.org, and it's Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And that's three channels in Manhattan and worldwide on the Internet. So you want to check that out because that'll be fun, won't it? Yes, it will. Okay.
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance. Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is a fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, we're walking. Walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church. Burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Tiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking, we're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me? Burning hair, something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint.
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene.
And gloomy,
sort of like you touch to me,
sending shivers all through me. For me, it is more than a smell, it's a feeling. It's hold on my soul, sends my memory reeling.
waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and goo.
Tell us what's doing.
All is well, well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses. Can't believe what I'm saying.
Effluvia,
effluvia,
unpleasant emanation,
God's dread revelation,
the smell of the air.
I like that smell, a divine inspiration. Sets me pockets a-jingling.
Pushing and steaming, prisoners and dreaming, story like an evening, it's something what we call. But this is something geeky, God knows we are sticky, our clothes are feeling sticky.
Shut up, you dirty horse.
For
me.
That was Tom Carozza. His CDs are available on CD Baby. Well, we're down to the last 90 seconds of the show. And don't forget Betty Jo Tucker will be at headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Also follow her and read a lot of her very funny blogs. Okay. Everything Movies, Betty Jo Tucker. Okay, No Name and a Bag of Chips tonight, 7 p.m. at Otto's Shrunken Head and Tiki Bar. That's 14th Street between A and B. Always a fun time and a happy hour. Oh, 60 seconds. All right, let's wrap it up.
I got the music in me.
I've got the music in me. Sandwich.
Thank you for tuning in. This is What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo, and my CDs are available for download on CD Baby. Thank you.